KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have snow, blowing snow, and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up an estimated 7 inches of snowfall here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station since it began to fall late last night. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. There is a blizzard warning currently in effect for the entire western half of Iowa until 6 this evening. Additional snow accumulations of 3 to 5 inches are possible today. Winds will be gusting as high as 50 miles per hour, and that is creating difficult travel conditions, which is also reducing visibility on the roadways. If you must travel, keep it to emergencies only. And otherwise, if you're out and about, have a winter survival kit with you. And if you should become stranded, stay with your vehicle. Some areas already have no tow zones implemented due to the number of vehicles that are spun off into the road. Now, I-80 eastbound, just east of the Marnie exit, or M56, all the way to Highway 173 near the Elkhorn exit. The left lane there is blocked due to a crash, and that was reported as of 6:20 this morning. There is also an accident that has blocked exit between exit 76 near Adair and exit 83 near Casey. The right lane there is blocked due to a crash as well, or at least was as of the last DOT report. Roadways now in western Iowa are either completely covered with snow and a little bit of ice glazing underneath, or as you go further to the west, northwest, they're partially covered. So if you must travel, again, keep that winter survival kit with you and do be extra cautious on the roadways. Lots of semis have spun off into the medians and ditches, other vehicles as well. So far, there are no injuries reported. Well, nearly all of the schools in our listening area that had planned to hold classes today have either canceled their classes or switched to remote learning for today. The list is on our news page, or actually on the KJAN.com homepage. Go to information you need under our community hub on the right side of the page. Now, some of the latest announcements are the Cass County Courthouse will open at 10 o'clock this morning due to the weather conditions currently. Audubon County Courthouse is closed today. City officials in Harlan have declared a snow emergency for today, and that's dealing with parking. Also, a snow ordinance is in effect in Clarinda, and the city of Corning has declared a 24-hour snow emergency effective yesterday. Jack and Jill Preschool, all child watch and fitness classes are canceled for today at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Also, some other notes for your Precision Components in Atlantic and Guthrie Center is closed for today, and there are no Meals on Wheels or congregate meals for Audubon and Exira today. Those are just some of the latest announcements into our newsroom. Elsewhere in the news, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports they're asking for your assistance in helping to identify two individuals who were involved in an ATM break-in late last night or early this morning at the Farmers Trust and Savings Bank in Erling. The burglary occurred between 11 p.m. Thursday and 1 a.m. today. The first suspect wore a black hoodie or coat and gray sweatpants with a black on the lower leg and white tennis shoes. The second suspect was wearing a camouflage coat with a gray hoodie. Both suspects had their faces covered. Still frame surveillance images of both suspects can be seen in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Authorities have stressed they know the photo quality isn't very good, but it's the best they have right now. You may have been in Erling during the hours mentioned, 11 p.m. Thursday to 1 a.m. today. You and or perhaps have had cameras on your homes or businesses in the area. You're asked to contact the Shelby County Sheriff's Office and or review your home video footage. And if there's anything suspicious, contact the Shelby County Sheriff's Office at 712-755-5026. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday were asking for your help in solving a crime. They said a person or persons unknown caused thousands of dollars of damage to a new residence that's being built on Gary Skull Drive in Harlan. Information leading to an arrest or arrests and conviction or convictions in the case will be eligible for a financial reward. You can report any information concerning the incident and remain confidential. Call the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151. If you have any valid information concerning those who damaged the residence on Gary Skull Drive in Harlan. Red Oak Police Thursday arrested a man who was wanted for failure to appear on a charge of animal neglect resulting in death. 39-year-old Jared Michael Nyquist was taken into custody at around 4:25 p.m. in the 700 block of East Oak Street. Nyquist was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $2,500 cash-only bond. Well, much of western Iowa was in a drought last year, and even with a couple of heavy snowstorms already this winter, including the current one, the drought is expected to continue at least into spring. Dennis Toddy, director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Midwest Climate Hub in Ames, says it's unlikely things will change soon.
While a big snowstorm can provide melt-off and provide surface water, which is a positive. Our soils are mainly frozen now, so we need to get thawing soils before we can get any kind of precipitation into those soils.
Toddy says scientists are most concerned about the western third to western half of Iowa because the soils are the driest there.
I would expect it to improve some in the spring. Will it go away? I have a hard time thinking it'll go completely away.
The U.S. Drought Monitor report released this week showed western Iowa in a moderate to extreme drought. Since 2018 and 19 were very wet years for Iowa, the Iowa DNR's Tim Hall says that probably helped get western Iowa through last year's harsh and dry conditions.
I think we didn't see as significant an impact because of the wetness coming out of the 2 years leading into this one.
Their comments were part of a drought webinar held by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Also in western Iowa, two more suspects have been arrested in connection to the fatal shooting at a New Year's party in Sioux City. Carlos Morales and Anthony Bauer, both 18, were arrested Wednesday and were being held on $500,000 bond. Morales' brother, 19-year-old Christopher Morales of Sioux City, was charged Wednesday with first-degree murder and four other counts after the shooting. Court documents say the three forced someone into the house where a party was being held and then fired at least 27 shots into the home. 18-year-old Mia Critis was killed and three others were injured. Police say detectives are not seeking any other suspects. And we have one other weather-related announcements just into the newsroom. Due to the weather conditions, the Adair County Courthouse will be closed today. The Board of Supervisors meeting that had been set for this morning has instead been postponed until Monday, January 18th. The Adair County Courthouse will reopen Monday at 8 a.m. Again, the Adair County Courthouse is closed for today, and the Board of Supervisors meeting was postponed to Monday. In our funeral announcements, Donna Bell John, age 99, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Private family funeral services for Donna Bell John will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wiley Dwan Bussey, age 81, of Oakland, died Tuesday at his home. A memorial service for Wiley Bussey will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Masks will be required and social distancing is encouraged. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Dorothy Grogan, age 72, of Audubon, died November 26th. Celebration of life services for Dorothy Grogan will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Neoma Ann Vanderheiden, age 90, of Harlan, died December 31st. A massive Christian burial for Neoma Vanderheiden will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elamar Sudman, age 85, of Walnut, died Saturday. Graveside services for Elamar Sudman will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery in Trainer. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Thomas Rogers, age 88, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thomas Rogers will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Jerry Rosenbeck, age 76, of Exira, died January 8th in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Rosenbeck have been postponed till Monday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Mary Elizabeth Nichols, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Mary Nichols will be Monday at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Akers, age 64, of Walnut, died Wednesday in Omaha. Private family funeral services for Ronald Dean Akers will be Monday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Ron Shipley, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Celebration of life service for Ron Shipley is pending with the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.